We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Welcome to the Ryan Peden Show on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield, presented by Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Also brought to you by State Farm. Just say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there and someone will be ready to help. Now, here's the voice of the Redbirds, John Fitzgerald.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Ryan Peden Show, presented by Bud Light. We come to you on this Monday night from Lodo Pizza Co. on Cross Creek Drive in Normal as we talk Redbird men's basketball for the next 60 minutes from 7 until 8 o'clock and relive a couple of outstanding games of the Birds, who have now won two straight. Alongside Mike Matthews and Greg Hoblob, I'm John Fitzgerald as we welcome in Redbird head coach Ryan Peden. Coach?
All right. Great to be here. Great to be with you, Fitz. And Maddie. It's always and Maddie. Like, I forgot it. I was looking over here, Maddie. So I'm sorry.
I have no problem with that.
It happens a lot.
It's the Fitz show.
So, yeah, great to be with you guys. Thanks to everybody for coming out. Looks like a great crowd tonight.
The sun shines a little bit better. The food tastes a little bit better.
Yeah.
You sleep a little bit better at night. Two straight wins.
Yeah, it was a good week. Really proud of our players. Playing two tough opponents, really tough opponents. Obviously, Indiana State winning 9 in a row, being a ranked team for the first time this year. And then Evansville. I don't think Evansville gets enough pub right now. They're playing really, really good. You know, when they've had their best player, Humberkaus, number 13, for those of you that watched the game last night, when they've had him able to play, they are 14-4 on the year. So, really, I mean, they've been very good when healthy, very, very good. And I sort of see them as a upper-tier team in our league, upper half for sure. And, fans last night, I thought, got treated to a great ball game, offensive display. We had 26 threes made in our CEFQ Arena last night, and back in January we were on a pace for that to happen over a 6-game stretch. So we saw 26 threes going in last night. The fans probably wondered where the hell they were at, but I'm glad that we started We started playing and shooting to our ability, because I've never looked at our team like we're a poor shooting team. I think that we are a good shooting team, can be a good shooting team. And, you know, I'm happy to see the tide sort of turning for a couple of our guys. And I think confidence is something that's very contagious. So, you know, I'm excited for what lies ahead, and I'm going to continue to challenge our team to become the best version of ourselves that we can be here in the last, you know, month plus of the season.
You've talked about playing your best at basketball when you get toward the middle of February heading into March. Your ball club has won two straight, and I would say it's easy to argue your best halves of basketball maybe come in the last 5 20-minute frames over the last week or so.
Yeah, I think that's
beginning with that second half at Southern.
Yeah, Southern, I think there's an aggressiveness that we've played with. You know, rewind a week ago, I said after the UIC game, I think we talked, you know, there were a lot of things we didn't do well in that game. We didn't finish shots well in that game. We were in the paint. We had missed 15 shots inside 5 feet, and I was pretty open with challenging our guards and our guard play. Even though we have a couple guys that are out, I just felt like the shots that we were generating within our offense, even in that game, I just felt really good about. And I could feel something starting to turn, I think, with our offense. And, you know, I think Johnny Kinzinger is a big reason for that. I do. But I also think we've had some other guys start to step up and really play better too. And some of our older guards as well. And, you know, sometimes it's really interesting. It's one of the things I love about our sport is it's not, you know, you look at what's going on now. We have two of our transfers, you know, of our two Big Ten transfers that have been out, they've been injured. And then we have our leading scorer who is out, Darius Burford. And, It's a great lesson for all of us, right? Coaches and players and those that are watching, is it's not always about who, it's more about how you play, the way that you're playing, the brand of basketball that you're playing, the urgency that you're playing with, how important it is, how well we share the ball, and so on and so on. And I think what you've seen here in the last week, although it's been brewing, I would argue for a couple weeks, is how we're playing is really coming into shape here, into form. And, you know, the team we had last out there on the floor last night, 19 assists, 13 made threes. We score 80-plus for the second consecutive game.
And you've only done it three times this year.
Yeah, yeah. So
and over your last three, I think you're shooting 54% from the floor as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we are. And we're shooting in the 40s on, you know, from three. We lead the conference and get into the free throw line.
Yes. And offensive rebounds.
And I think, you know, something that's not getting noticed is Kendall Lewis and Miles Foster are bringing the heat every night. Every night. And, you know, they're doing, there he is over there. And you're going to hear from him in a little bit. But he's been very workmanlike. And if you look at their stats, and then they throw in Chase Walker over the last, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 weeks. You know, go look at some of the stat sheets there, and you're going to see 33 points, 19 rebounds, 35 points, 21 rebounds combined from our, you know, forward positions. That's impressive, and they're winning that battle every single night. Now we're starting to really get some good guard play, solid guard play. Taking care of the basketball has been something we continue to get better and better at as the years wore on, and I think a lot of things to be excited about here. So we're certainly excited.
Obviously, Johnny, conference player of the week this week after his 31-point effort at Indiana State. Followed it up with 18 points yesterday. Game-high 7 assists, though. I mean, since he's really started to play extended minutes, his last 10 games, he has 27 assists and just 11 turnovers.
Yeah.
That makes really good things happen offensively.
Yeah, so Doug Collins is in town, obviously, and he's really a big fan. He just he sort of loves the moxie that Johnny plays with, and he was commenting this morning, you know, he said he's, you know, the thing about him, he's an old soul, and just the way he plays, he's a freshman, but you would never, ever know it by the way he plays. the poise that he has. He's almost like having a junior or senior out there. So, you know, that's a comforting feeling for a coach, right, having a guy that you do really trust. And I trust all those guys. But to get that from a freshman is you never know. You never know how guys will adjust to college ball and some of the poise that is required when you get in these moments. And I've really I've learned about him so much here in the last month or so. One of the areas that I think is very underrated is he's one of our very best perimeter defenders. He really is. And he's a tough nut to crack. He's tough. He's going to fight you for everything. We switch on some ball screens against certain opponents, and I say he's going to take guys' kneecaps out all the time. He's the way he battles in the post. And sometimes you look in there and they're throwing into the post and you see Johnny's head up right around their center's waist. And you say, man, what the hell kind of defense are we playing here? But he battles them. And if you go check it and you study those moments, like off of switches, we haven't gotten burned by it. We haven't. I'd argue we have more steals in those moments than anything. And he just brings a tenacity that I think we really needed. And, you know, you add that to the motor that Kendall Lewis has and the experience that Malachi is now providing, and Dalton Banks, who shares the ball so well, and then Miles just really being the enforcer. My son showed me a graphic after one of the games, and he loves it. He said, it was a Miles Foster graphic, and it said, you just got put into foster care. And, yeah,
I like that.
Maddie, so that's, man, so it was funny, but he's done a great job, and you know, proud of our team, proud of our guys, and kind of the way they've stayed the course. One quick point, I want to say this. When talking to the team today, Doug was here, and he was at practice, and he sat in on our meetings with the team and our coaching staff meetings, and, you know, I said to the team, I always want to coach in truth. I think I'm challenging them right now on their defense, because in the last few games, our defensive numbers have been okay. And they've been okay. They've been okay. We gave up, 78, 79 last night. You're not going to be able to do that and expect to play into March and be in St. Louis for 3 or 4 days. And so our defense has got to really shape up. But I told the team, what are you feeling right now? I what are you all feeling? And I wanted to hear some of their emotions. I wanted to, what are you feeling? They said, momentum. We're feeling really confident. We're feeling like we're connected, you know, and it's good for them to sort of verbalize these things from time to time. And I said, exactly right. I think all that is very true, and you need to be real aware of that. But what's allowed this to happen has been the way that they have handled the adversity, right? And I've said this all along. They have not flinched. This group has not flinched. And for us to build our program from where it was to where we want it to be, it's going to require that kind of resilience, that kind of resolve, and that kind of not just physical toughness, but mental toughness. I would argue mental toughness is at the top of that list. And our team has that. So moments like this in February, they don't just happen for a reason. There's a real opportunity here for some momentum for us. I think we're playing our best basketball right now. And let's see where this thing goes. Let's see where it goes. So I'm really, really excited.
Obviously, incredibly important with momentum. It was a huge win on Tuesday night in Terre Haute. A lot of publicity came out of that one, knocking off a top 25 ball club. You know, backing that up is a different thing, though, from a mentality standpoint of going on the home floor, which you guys did yesterday,
yeah,
and really able to kind of flex your muscles and pick up another win. What's kind of coming off that? So trying to avoid a letdown, I guess, to your ball club. What are some of the ways you try to make sure that doesn't happen going into a game like yesterday?
Yeah, I think we got to continue to move. You know, what's next has been a motto of ours all year. Win or loss, we got to learn. But what's next? You know, what is next? We got to continue to move and learn and get better. Consistency would be first. You know, and our guys have been. We've had a pretty consistent approach in practice. this group understands. We got some mature guys, and they understand, you know, what's required and how we do things and standards that we have for daily habits, you know. But I think continuing to teach and really, you know, I think that this time of year you maximize your abilities if it becomes a player-led team, player-led. In February and March, it's got to be player-led. I believe coaching, you got to coach their heart. I've said this on here before, but in February and March, you got to coach their heart more than anything else. Their heart and their minds are so connected to one another. The technical part's important. The repetitions are important, but rest is most important right now. How fresh we are mentally and physically, and how motivated and inspired we are. And that comes from here and from the brain. So, I just think and at this time of year, it becomes for a lot of teams, what are you willing to fight for? What do you believe in? I'll give you a quick little story here. So I showed a video on a Saturday night. We stayed in the hotel, and I showed a video. It was a video, it was on Patrick Mahomes, and it was all of the backlash from Stephen A. Smith and Chris Carter and Keyshawn Johnson and all the guys on ESPN. They were criticizing why they traded up to pick Patrick Mahomes over Deshaun Watson and Mitchell Trubisky that year in that draft class. And they were so critical of Patrick Mahomes and his technique and his footwork, and he's known as being, you know, immature and all this stuff. And interspliced in all these comments on this flashback reel was the GM of the Chiefs, you know, standing up for him at the press conference and saying, you know, I disagree. We've really evaluated him. We've evaluated him, and we have him ahead of Deshaun Watson on our board. We had him. This is the guy we traded up for. And it was a cool video. It was about a minute and 20 long. And at the end of the video, it showed him. His name is John Dorsey. He was the GM for the Chiefs. And there's a pair of sunglasses that come across the screen and go on John Dorsey's face. And it was kind of saying, it doesn't matter. Nothing else matters except for what you value and what you see and the belief you have. And if you see something special, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And I showed that to them because I think at this time of year, we got to have a plan and a vision for ourselves that no one outside our locker room even sees. And if we're willing to fight for that and we believe in that and we defend that and we're convicted in those feelings, then that's when something really special can happen, right? That's when the magic of March Madness takes over. And so I told him, I said, we were in the hotel. I said, I grabbed a pair of sunglasses. I pulled out of my pocket, and I put them on in front of the team. And, you know, these are a bunch of 18 to 22-year-olds. I'm a middle-aged man with a pair of sunglasses on, and I'm sure they thought this is a total dad moment here, a corny dad. But I said, when we whoop their beep tomorrow afternoon, I got 40 pair of sunglasses I just bought today, and we're going to get a selfie and put all of them on. We're going to put them on. And when we got to that locker room yesterday, I walked in with the sunglasses and a bag of 40 sunglasses, and we all put them on. And it was a cool moment. And it was just something for us. I didn't want to put it out on social media or anything, but it was just something for us. This is a 6-month season. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, I think there's different moments that you have to really get them to think and reach for things that they believe in, right, or dream about. And, you know, that's what I wanted them to feel. It was maybe a corny way to do it, but I want them looking through, all of us looking through, the same lens and the same glasses, so that we're seeing things about our program and about our future that nobody else is. And it was a cool moment. So we got a selfie with whole team and coaching staff and managers and everybody sitting there, you know, pointing at the camera with sunglasses on. So it was cool.
That's a great story. We'll take our first break of the night. Coming up on our show tonight, our student athlete spotlight segment is going to be senior forward Kendall Lewis. He'll stop by. That's brought to you, as always, by the Shannon Smith and Tom Peterson Real Estate Team from RE/MAX Rising, as well as your country financial agent, Catherine Peterson. We'll have more with the head coach as the Ryan Peden Show, presented by Bud Light, continues. Live from Blono Pizza Co. after this timeout on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Catherine Peterson, your local country financial representative.
And this is Steve City Peterson.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University and their athletics. We are excited to help bring you the student athlete segment of the Coaches Show.
We wish Coach Peden, his staff, and his players a successful basketball season. We encourage everyone to back the Birds.
Go you Redbirds!
Ground beef is only $2.99 a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And $2.99 a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for ground beef every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. They're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
Why do I shop at Bloomington Meats? The answer is simple. They have earned the title the best meat on Bun Street by being an old-fashioned butcher shop who takes care of their customers. They cut their product fresh daily. They support our community by buying from local farmers when they can, and they support local charities. And talk about selection. Man, they have got it all. Beef, pork, and so much more. They've got stuff like buns, marinades, rubs, sauces, condiments. They even have 60 flavors of brats to help keep things interesting at dinnertime all year round. They are the original home of the monthly meat bundle, and they are still the best value at just $35. That's why I shop at Bloomington Meats. They've got everything I need, and they've got the best value. Check out the old-fashioned butcher shop known as the best meat on Bun Street, and I think you're going to agree with me. Go to 2401 Bun Street, where you'll find a family-owned local business that supports our local communities. Bloomington Meats.
Hello, Paul Davis Restoration. How can we make your day better?
When you have a disaster in your home, call Paul. Paul Davis Restoration. When the smoke and damage of a fire strikes your home, call Paul. You'll talk to a real person who can help you right away. They'll turn your disaster into a memory and get your home back to good with just one call.
When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis Restoration. From water damage to fire and smoke damage to mold remediation. When you have a home disaster, give Paul Davis Restoration a call, and help is on its way.
We all have a mission in life. For some, it's sinking that game-winning shot. For others, it's cheering for your team from the sidelines. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for the Bloomington Normal community to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission, we're here to support it, so you can get back to the court, the field, or the stands. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
Welcome back to Blono Pizza Co., the Ryan Peden Show, presented by Bud Light. Redbird basketball winnership two straight. Play the penultimate home game for the 24th season on Wednesday night. Northern Iowa comes to town. The one and only matchup with the Panthers of UNI in the regular season, 7 o'clock the tip time. Tickets available, 438-8000, or goredbirds.com/tickets. and it's buy one, get one free for the final two home games. You buy a ticket for the UNI game on Wednesday, get a free ticket to next Wednesday's home finale against Missouri State. So buy one, get one free for the final two home games at CFQ Arena beginning on Wednesday night. Coach, you were talking a little bit about the fact that good teams, as they head into the conference play and down the stretch, really are player-led type movements. And that's something you've mentioned in some of our interviews over the last couple of weeks that you've really begun to notice with this ball club, kind of taking the bull by the horns a little bit more.
Yeah, I think so. I think guys are have settled into some roles. I think our leadership has been good. I think our leadership's been pretty good throughout. I think there's a little bit of a swagger and a confidence that is starting to emerge, and that's something that I've been waiting on that, to be honest with you, because I think for whatever reason we were a little inconsistent, and I think maybe fragile at times earlier in the season. And you know, you can't succumb. You can't ride those waves through a basketball season. You got to be able to move on quickly and have real belief in yourself, you know. And I think that's something that guys have learned. And in our program, we don't get down on guys. I don't get down on guys. I'm concerned more with are they executing and doing their jobs? Are they taking good shots? Can their performance affect their playing time? Yes. That's real life stuff. That's the real world. Yes. You know, if you're making shots, you're going to have opportunities where you're getting stops or you're doing your job on both ends. You have opportunities to earn more minutes. That's real. But I think that what you're seeing now is a confidence and a swagger that maybe we haven't consistently had to this point in the year. And that's what makes me really so excited. Yeah.
You talked about the bigs. We mentioned both Miles Foster and Kendall Lewis, who's going to be our student-athlete spotlight later tonight. But Miles Foster obviously has been playing very good basketball, double figures in nine straight,
yeah.
Three double-doubles in his last seven. Kendall Lewis averaging 10 rebounds over his last four games. He's been outstanding on the glass. The bigs have been good. We've talked about the offense has really been obviously clicking in the last couple weeks, and the guard play's gotten better. But I think what the post players have been able to do to kind of have the offense run through them a little bit and be able to distribute as well as be able to take shots and rebound has been a key factor in getting some baskets.
Yeah, for sure. So the way that I like to play is, you know, I like to be able to play through our forwards a lot. And, you know, Kendall has done that in a variety of ways. Yet what you're seeing, I think, now is Miles really coming into his own with his ability to play make, to create action. He can catch the ball in the high post or the low post and make plays. And his passing and ability to read the game is getting really, really good. He had four assists, one turnover last night. And he's faced double teams now just about every game. Sometimes they pull them off. Sometimes they put them on. Sometimes they come from the high side. Last night, guys were coming from the low side. And Kendall and Miles are really finding one another. I think they have a good synergy there. But at the end of the day, I want to play through the paint. And that's not, you know, when you think of play through the paint, what does that mean? For a lot of people, maybe they think guards, you know, guard play, where they're just driving it. Yeah, that's part of it. Some people might think it means posting and just throwing in the post all night, and that's part of it. But I look at it as, you know, I want to be able to touch the paint, play through the paint, throw into the low post, and create, you know, traction with our gravity of our offense. And if you can make a defense compact, that's the whole thing. Offensively, you're trying to make the defense compact. And in order to do that, you got to get to the paint, number one. Number two, you've got to be able to have threats on the outside. You know, we faced that at times this year where we weren't shooting the ball real well, so teams would just pack the paint. Well, it's harder to get to the paint when teams are packing it. But what you're seeing now is, you know, we do have multiple guys being able to knock threes down. Now that's opening things up for Miles on the inside. And then when they post-double him, now we can kick it back out. So that's helped. It's helped our shooting. It's helped our free throw attempts. It's helped our points in the paint. And it's helped us, you know, get to the bonus quicker as well. So I do like the force and physicality that we've been playing with here in the last three games.
And one of the things when you talk about an offense, I think a lot of fans have a tendency to follow the basketball itself a little bit. And during some of the struggles offensively throughout the year that you guys have had earlier on, I think one of the tenets you kept talking about was the standing around process of not moving without the basketball.
Sure.
How has that part changed, and why is that really important in your offensive scheme?
Well, the ball has to have energy, right? For to move the defense and compact the defense, the ball has to move. Your players have to move. So you have to have great ball movement and player movement. And those usually work hand in hand, but not necessarily, right? It takes energy to be a great offensive team. It's not just one guy doing all the work. There's a synergy that's required, a spacing that's required, and I think our guard play has gotten much better in the last 2 weeks with our ability to drive and kick and trust the pass and the way we've made quicker decisions. So we're not holding the ball as long. That's been key for us. It really has. And it's not one guy. I think it's a group of guys, but we're playing with more urgency from our perimeter, and that's been a big key for us. Just the ball movement, the energy, and the urgency that we've had.
You talked about giving up 79 points yesterday to a very offensive-minded Evansville ball club that you know, and we mentioned about how much better they've gotten. I mean, Coach Ragland's done a very good job.
Yeah.
I mean, they went from 5 wins to 15 wins in the blink of an eye in 1 year.
Yeah.
But the thing I don't want to lose sight of is the fact that your scoring defense is still second best in the Valley. I mean, 68
yeah.
points per game.
Yep.
That puts you in a position to win a lot of games.
Yeah, it does. It does. And that's going to have to, right? I mean, that's a big key. When we go to St. Louis, we're not going to go in and just outscore teams for 3 days or 4 days in a row. You've got to be able to score the ball for sure, but you've got to be able to get stops and consecutive stops. And when you can string a group of stops together, now we call those stops and runouts. So if you get a stop, can we run out? Can we get a long rebound? Can we go? And it enables you to play faster, enables you to play against a defense that's not always set, because after a make, you got to take the ball out of bounds and throw it in, and allows the defense to get set. So it opens up a whole lot for you and for us, and just the way that, you know, you have to win in this league. The formula is pretty, you know, it's pretty cut and clear that you've got to be able to get stops. And that's the only thing in this league that's honored. And you're not going to gimmick your way to a championship. You're not going to just be a great offensive team and not care defensively. That's not going to be honored in this league because of the level of coaching and the discipline in this league, especially on the defensive end.
Coach, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Great. We're going to take our second break of the night. The O'Brien Auto Team of Bloomington Normal is a presenting sponsor of the Ryan Peden Show. The O'Brien Auto Team is your official hometown dealer, treating you just like family. O'Brien's personalized service, honest deals, and genuine care make car shopping a warm, welcoming experience. Join the O'Brien family today. We're going to take another break when we come back. Time for our student-athlete spotlight segment. Senior forward Kendall Lewis is up next. That's brought to you, as always, by the Shannon Smith and Tom Peterson real estate team from RE/MAX Rising, as well as your country financial agent, Catherine Peterson. As the Ryan Peden Show, presented by Bud Light, continues live from Blono Pizza Co. right after this timeout on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm, they're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
The
This is Catherine Peterson, your local Country Financial representative.
And this is Steve City Peterson.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University and their athletics. We are excited to help bring you the student-athlete segment of the Coaches Show.
We wish Coach Peden, his staff, and his players a successful basketball season. We encourage everyone to back the Birds.
Go you Redbirds!
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Ground beef is only $2.99 a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And $2.99 a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for ground beef every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation... ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through February 25th, get gig speed internet for $35 a month for 12 months when you add unlimited mobile. Plus, get Wi-Fi equipment included for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan, auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Tax and fees extra and may change. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. After 12 months, internet increases to $60. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Actual speeds vary.
What makes First State Bank different from every other bank? This is Jim Roseland, and I'm not going to tell you that our products are much different than theirs, but no different than the best college athletes making personal sacrifices so their team can win. First State Bank sacrifices our self-interest in order for our customers to win. If you're not working with us, you should see why everyone else is. Come visit us at the corner of Eastland Drive and Hershey Road, or at firststatebank.biz. First State Bank, member FDIC.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Welcome back to Blono Pizza Co. on Cross Creek Drive in Normal. The Ryan Peden Show presented by Bud Light. Westside Smoke is now part of Blono Pizza Co. Westside Smoke menu available every Saturday and anytime for catering options featuring pulled pork, ribs, smoked wings, and all of your favorite sides, including bacon, mac and cheese, and baked beans. That's Westside Smoke on the menu every Saturday and available for catering every day right here at Blono Pizza Co. It's now time for our Student Athlete Spotlight segment. That's presented, as always, by the Shannon Smith and Tom Peterson Real Estate Team from RE/MAX Rising, as well as your country financial agent, Catherine Peterson, as we welcome in senior forward, Kendall Lewis. Kendall, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you.
Game high 9 rebounds yesterday afternoon to go along with 7 points, averaging 10 rebounds over your last 4.
Yes, sir.
What'd you change in your diet? You've had a pretty good streak here the last 2 weeks.
I know. I just actually been a little hungrier. That's it. Just wanting it a little more and knowing we need it a little more. Stepping up.
You brought it.
Yes, sir.
You've done this before with Mike.
I have, and I'm worried.
Yeah.
You should be.
I'm 2-0.
You've won the first two?
Yeah, I've won the first two against Kendall. Let's see how he does tonight.
Let's see.
He's going to ask you the exact same things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He doesn't change anything.
No. I don't remember.
He really doesn't know how to type, and his son probably typed that up for him 2 years ago.
My granddaughter gets it.
Granddaughter. Sorry.
All right, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
We're going to start from scratch. Ready to go? Mm-hmm. I need your full name.
Kendall Jalen Lewis.
Hometown.
Snellville, Georgia.
College major.
Criminal justice.
Where would you like to be working in 5 years?
In the NBA, playing for somebody's team.
Would you ever consider coaching?
Ooh, I would. Maybe far down the line, but because I can't. It's tough for me to watch the game and not play right now. So far down the line.
Where would you like to be living in 5 years?
Ooh, somewhere sunny. Somewhere sunny and warm.
Snellville.
I've got enough of the cold. I've stayed in here. Ooh, oh my gosh.
Who is your role model?
Probably my older sister. Just modeling after everything she does.
What's the best advice you've ever received?
Slow motion is better than no motion.
Okay.
Just always keep going. Don't ever stop.
I would rather do anything than what?
Than that's tough. That's a tough one.
You gonna take a pass on that?
Yeah, I'll pass that one.
You get one more.
Okay.
In my free time, I like to what?
In my free time, I like to listen to music. I love to listen to music.
What is your biggest fear?
Heights.
Really?
Yeah.
Flying or looking out of a building?
Out of a building, flying, anything high.
I get it. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Sometimes I'll... Oh, this sounds crazy. But if I wasn't playing basketball, sometimes I do want to be shorter just so when I walk somewhere, everybody just doesn't stare at me sometimes. Yeah, it kind of gets a little nervous. I get a little nervous, but I don't really want to change nothing of me. But if I had to, probably.
You'd like to be shorter.
Yeah, just a little incognito sometimes.
Yeah. It's a weird answer. How do you see the future?
I see it's very bright for me. I got a lot more in my future than I probably even expect right now.
What about for Mike?
My future?
Yeah.
This might be my last broadcast. I don't know.
These questions.
What is the best part of Kendall Lewis?
For like my personality, just my charisma. I feel like I'm universal and I feel like I get along with all type of people, anybody.
Universal.
Yes, universal. Cool. Like the remote.
What two words best describe you other than universal?
Cool guy. Yeah. Yeah.
What will always make you laugh?
You? All the time.
We get after it, don't we?
Yes, we do.
My secret talent no one knows about.
I can juggle.
Really?
Yeah. I got no juggling balls right now, but.
Really?
It's in me.
Favorite game ever while at ISU?
Favorite game ever. That Indiana State game was pretty good.
You were taunting the crowd, too.
I wasn't taunting the crowd.
You were taunting our fans, getting them to stand up in
corner.
Oh, yeah.
That's not taunting. We need that. But probably so far, I really like that game. I know I'm probably going to think of something later, but right now, it has to be that game.
Favorite place to play in the conference?
Bradley.
Why?
Because I got to get a win there. I have to.
You only got
until
one
I get a win there. I need to get a win there, and then I can say I hate it, and I don't ever have to go back.
Best player you've played against while at ISU?
I was just talking AJ Green at UNI.
I didn't realize he was with the Bucks.
Yeah.
He 27 the other night.
For a reason. He's like that.
All right. You've been around – long time. I want to know something about your teammates.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, and you got to be honest. Which one of them would make the best coach?
Ryan Schmidt.
How so?
He's just like you. He's like a parent, parental figure. The way he talks to you is just like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Who's the best trash talker?
DB. No, Johnny. Johnny lately. Johnny been, yeah. Y'all might not hear, but Johnny is a dog. He'll say some dog words too. I love it though. I love it.
Who's the most competitive?
Ooh, that's a good one. Luke Kasugi.
I can see that.
In practice, when we get to going at it, he brings it every time.
Who's the best dresser?
Oh my! I got a funny team. I like what Miles be putting on. Miles be putting it on sometimes, and Malachi. Hmm. Them two, they're up there.
Who needs the most help with their wardrobe?
Ryan Schmidt. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Have you stepped in to try to help him?
It's no helping him. He's a lost cause. He don't listen, so he's a lost cause.
Best personality?
Malachi. He's just bubbly and just, like, if you look at him, you're going to smile. It's just like, that's my guy.
Most fun to hang out with?
Malachi.
Best person to sit by on the bus?
Best person in which way? Because best person to get in trouble with, or best person if you're not trying to get in trouble? The most fun person is probably like a combination of people. Me, Jordan Davis, and Malachi. Me, Jordan Davis, Malachi, and Luke. Like, we could be in like a four, like next to each other and right behind each other.
What about Miles? He's the loudest back there.
He is, but you don't want loud the whole trip. So,
who's always in a good mood?
Ty Pence, just always just
dancing,
happy, exactly. Yeah. It's scary sometimes.
If you were going to take one of your teammates home to have dinner with your mom,
wow,
who would it be?
I would have to say Ty Pence. I just feel like he would be the most respectful and the one I can trust the most. Everybody else, I don't know what to expect out of them.
So with Ty Pence, you know what you're getting?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got some tough questions for you. I know like you like don't like to think about yourself, your own career, and ding, ding, ding. Here we go. Most points you've ever scored in a college game? And against two.
Oh, I know this is easy. 24 at Georgia State.
That's correct. You're one for one.
I know. I got that one.
Most rebounds ever in a college game and against two.
I don't know this one. Ooh, was it we was in Louisiana?
I'm asking you. And how many
was it? 15?
No.
14?
Yes.
We didn't play Louisiana. I forgot the team name. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Most three-point field goals made in a game?
Five.
Against who?
I made five twice. Drake and St. Louis.
Out of how many shots?
Five for five. 100%. 10 for 10.
From behind the arc.
Yes, sir. I can still do it.
Most blocks in a game.
Yeah, this one's tough. Five?
Nope.
Too high?
Too high.
Dang. Three.
Exactly. Against two. There's been four teams, so.
Valpo? Valpo won?
That's one of them. I don't expect you to come up with the rest.
Yeah, appreciate it.
How about most?
He doesn't know the rest either.
I don't.
He doesn't know. I got a blank sheet. Okay. Most times scoring 20 plus points in a game while at ISU?
Three times. Dang, really?
Yeah. You know the answer.
Five? Dang. Seven?
Bingo.
Ooh, I didn't know that. I really didn't know that.
And I expect there to be a few more before the career of Kendall Lewis.
Yes,
that's all I got for you so far.
I appreciate it. That was good. It wasn't as bad.
I changed things up on you a little bit.
You saved me. You spared me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I won't go back to the one question you didn't have an answer for. So.
What question was it?
I don't remember. I'll let you take them home and study them.
You would like to do anything but what?
Never mind. We can keep going.
Okay. He still doesn't have an answer.
I still don't have an answer.
Kendall Lewis, our student athlete spotlight segment tonight, presented as always by the Shannon Smith and Tom Peterson real estate team from RE/MAX Rising, as well as your country financial agent, Catherine Peterson.
I've been trying to break. He's had a bad habit all year. For some reason this year, he started calling me Mr. Matthews.
It's just respect.
So I started calling him Mr. Lewis, and he didn't like that.
I don't like Mr. Lewis.
Seems really condescending when it comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, and it is.
It is.
I mean,
it's just the
Mike Kindle.
I got you, Mike.
We've got a couple years between us, but other than that,
a couple.
Mr. Lewis.
Generations.
Hey, now.
Kendall, thanks so much.
Thank you,
Kendall.
Guys.
Best
Thank
of luck
guys.
Rest of the way. We're going to take our final break of the night back to wrap things up with the head coach, the Ryan Peden Show, presented by Bud Light, continues after this timeout on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm. They're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
This is Catherine Peterson, your local Country Financial representative.
And this is Steve City Peterson.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University and their athletics. We are excited to help bring you the student-athlete segment of the Coaches Show.
We wish Coach Gillespie, her staff, and her players a successful basketball season. We encourage everyone to back the Birds.
Go you Redbirds!
Ground beef is only $2.99 a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And $2.99 a pound is not just a price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for ground beef every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation... ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through February 25th, get gig speed internet for $35 a month for 12 months when you add unlimited mobile. Plus, get Wi-Fi equipment included for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan, auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Tax and fees extra may change. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. After 12 months, internet increases to $60. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Actual speeds vary.
Why do I shop at Bloomington Meats? The answer is simple. They have earned the title the best meat on Bun Street by being an old-fashioned butcher shop who takes care of their customers. They cut their product fresh daily. They support our community by buying from local farmers when they can, and they support local charities. And talk about selection. Man, they have got it all. Beef, pork, and so much more. They've got stuff like buns, marinades, rubs, sauces, condiments. They even have 60 flavors of brats to help keep things interesting at dinnertime all year round. They are the original home of the monthly meat bundle, and they are still the best value at just $35. That's why I shop at Bloomington Meats. They've got everything I need, and they've got the best value. Check out the old-fashioned butcher shop known as the best meat on Bun Street, and I think you're going to agree with me. Go to 2401 Bun Street, where you'll find a family-owned local business that supports our local communities. Bloomington Meats.
Welcome back to Blodo Pizza Co. on Cross Street Drive in Normal, the Ryan Peden Show, presented by Bud Light. Birds with two home games left. Close out this two-game homestand on Wednesday night as the Panthers of UNI come calling. The one and only matchup with Northern Iowa this year in the regular season. 7 o'clock from SEPCU Arena on Wednesday night. 6:30 will be our pregame show. But tickets, buy one, get one free for the final two home games. Buy a ticket for the UNI game this Wednesday night and a 7 o'clock start and receive a free ticket for the final home game a week from this Wednesday when the Birds take on Missouri State. And, Coach, you like to take it one game at a time, so let's talk about Northern Iowa coming up on Wednesday. This is kind of a this is a really good ball club, a talented ball club, but it seems like they've been a little bit more Dr. Jekyll and Hyde this year. I mean, they've gone through poor stretches where they've lost 3 out of 4, and then they've won 9 out of 10 at times. They seem to be on the uptick right now, and they're – battling amongst SIU and a few other teams for that all-important number 4 seed in the Valley play, but they've won 2 straight coming in. You guys have won 2 straight coming in.
It sounds like a good matchup to me.
Sounds like a good matchup. SEPCU Arena should be the place to be on Wednesday.
It does. 2 for 1, by the way. Northern Iowa is, to me, from afar, I haven't been in this league but 2 years, but to me, from afar, has been – over time, the most consistent program in this conference. And Ben Jacobson does an unbelievable job. He's a guy that I've always looked up to, and I love the way that he has built his program and the humility that he coaches with. And I have a great respect for him. And we owe these guys. I'm not going to drown our players in this. I told him today I'm not going to drown you in this, but I'm not going to let you forget it either. They beat us 10 times in a row. So if we want a chance to do something different, we want to be special. We want to put ourselves in position to do some things that haven't been done here in a while. Here's a great opportunity and a great place to start from. So we've got them coming into our house. I'm really excited for this one. This is I probably won't sleep a whole lot between now and Wednesday night, but for good reason. I mean, we're excited. We're energized. I think we're playing real confident basketball. We'll have a game plan in place. We'll go through thoroughly tomorrow and even into Wednesday. But, man, where else would you rather be for us? We want to be in position to be playing exciting and meaningful games in February and March, and this is that. So this is what we work for, moments like this, and this is a great opportunity that lies in front of us.
They said they're playing faster and harder. Coach Jacobson called his team out and said, I want you guys to play faster and harder. And they did yesterday against Bradley.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I'm going to see the game. I'm going to watch it tonight. That game I'm going to watch tonight. I've seen some clips from it, but I haven't watched the full game. They've always played very hard. You know, I actually the first thing I did this morning when I got to the office was text Bill Salyer, our sports information director, and I want to study all 10 of these box scores from the last 5 years to see what's the common thread. Is there a common thread? I know last year, you know, we played 2 really pretty close games. The one we felt got away was at their place, that we played well enough to win that game. And I think, I think they're always a very tough team. I think they're a very smart team. So we have to put ourselves in position. And I think this team's a lot different than last year's team. We don't shoot ourselves in the foot. We, generally speaking, we're going to put ourselves in position on the defensive end to win the game. We've taken care of the ball much better. They got to the free throw line more than we did last year in those 3 games by 14 free throws, I believe. So we'll have to be the more physical team. We'll have to be the more sound team. I know that. And we're going to have to be the hardest playing team, because if you're playing a – Northern Iowa squad, you know what you're going to get, and the formula, I think, has probably been like that for a long, long time. In order to beat them, you got to outplay them.
They play old-school basketball is what
right.
I call it.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I think they've got some old-school values about them. They're not going to, generally speaking, not going to beat themselves. They're very sound and fundamentally sound. I think we share a lot of the same program values. It's a great opportunity for us, a great test to kind of see, like, okay, maybe something's held us back here in the last 10 meetings. Let's change that. Let's change that narrative. And, you know, where else would we rather be than in our home arena? Opportunity to do that on Wednesday night.
I think what we've seen is the game plans have consistently been outstanding. You guys maybe haven't executed the offensive end every time, but defensively you guys have consistently shut down really high-scoring teams. But for the first time, it seems like, at least in a while, you've kind of got that momentum on your side a little bit.
Yeah.
And with the guys beginning to believe that, I think that's going to make for an exciting final few weeks of this thing.
Yeah, I want our players to own that the same way I would, you know, when you have a something holding you back, right? Like, I think the best way to solve a problem or to reach a solution is you got to first acknowledge the problem. I would say on the other side of it, you got to acknowledge, hey, why are we in this position? How have we created this momentum? Let's keep it going.
Coach, best of luck. We will talk to you on Wednesday. The Birds and you and I Wednesday night from Sefcu Arena. Once again, buy one, get one free tickets for the final home games. Get a ticket for the 7 o'clock matchup this Wednesday against the Panthers of you and I inside Sefcu Arena. You'll receive a free ticket for the final home game a week from Wednesday against the Bears of Missouri State. That'll do it for our show tonight. For our student-athlete spotlight guests, Kendall Lewis, Mike Matthews, Greg Holmlie, but of course, head coach Ryan Peden. I'm John Fitzgerald. We will talk to you on Wednesday night. The Birds and you and I, 7 o'clock from Sefcu Arena. Our network coverage will get underway at 6:30 p.m. This has been the Ryan Peden Show, presented by Bud Light on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network. From Learfield.
Live from Blow No Pizza Company in Normal on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield, the Ryan Peden Show has been brought to you by Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Also brought to you by State Farm. Just say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there and someone will be ready to help. Has been a Learfield presentation on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network.